Welcome to Heart, a podcast about all things heart-related presented by the Physicians of Advanced Cardiovascular Specialist. I'm your host, Carl Pendley. Our hope for Heart to Heart is to meet you where you are with valuable information from trusted experts in the field of cardiology. Today, we are honored and pleased to have Dr. Pavan Katakanini, an advanced cardiovascular specialist located here in Shreveport, Louisiana. Dr. Katakanini, thank you for allowing us your time and sharing your expertise with us.
Thank you very much for having me here, and I'm looking forward to an informative session. I joined this wonderful group 1 month ago.
One month?
Yes.
And prior to that, you came with a pretty good resume behind that led you to this.
Thank you. You're generous with your compliments. I am an interventional cardiologist. I was faculty in the medical school at LSU at Ochsner, and I was the director of the cardiac cath lab at that facility, and I was also the associate director for the interventional cardiology and general cardiology fellowship programs there. And I made the move recently to join the advanced cardiovascular physician group.
What led you to make the jump from the more academic practice? You know, I mean, you were practicing plus academe at the same time and focused zero in strictly on practice itself.
Yeah.
How come?
I think a lot has changed in healthcare now. The way we define academics and the way we looked at private and the hybrid options in between have evolved a lot since the last decade or so. So the boundaries are really blurred, and you can accomplish a lot in each one of its own setting and actually do very well. So I wanted a change of setting and a change of scenery to do my job better.
Do you get more reward from doing this, working patient to patient, than you did in trying to impart your knowledge to the minds that are trying to absorb all that?
So the main reason why I became a doctor is obviously to take care of patients, right? To treat disease, to treat people who need help with leading a healthier and long-lasting lives. The rest of it comes with that. So the primary mission is always going to be, how can you take care in a best possible way with the means that is available to you?
To that end, do you have a specific treatment philosophy, if you will, or an overall? I know each case varies patient to patient, case to case, but in a broad 30,000 foot overview, is there a viewpoint that you want to approach and that guides you in your practice?
I think it's to articulate it simply, the way I look at it is, the broad philosophy should be, I want to treat everybody like I would want my loved ones and my family to be treated and taken care of. And I think if you remind yourself of that as a healthcare provider, we always end up with the best decision for a particular patient. And if we have good intent and that guides our philosophy, I think we end up making best decisions which make best outcomes for people.
The background that you bring to the practice, we hit on it very closely, very quickly at the beginning. Can we go into that in a little more depth? You started in medicine. Your initial toe in the water happened where, when, how, and why?
So I went to med school in India, and after completing undergraduate medical education, I came to the United States to pursue graduate medical education and also research training. I lived in the Pacific Northwest, in the Moscow, Idaho, Washington, Pullman area for grad school in molecular biology, biochemistry, and subsequently moved to New England, to Massachusetts, to pursue advanced research training and work experience at UMass Medical School. And then life brought me to Shreveport, LSU Shreveport, for continuing my medical education and training. And it became home for me and my wife, and we are here talking 13 years later, and building on my skill set and continuing to see how I can provide the best care for the people in this region.
Now, the last time I looked at a map, it's a pretty far cry from Boston, Massachusetts to Shreveport, Louisiana.
It certainly is.
How did they find out about you? How did they find out about you at Oxford or LSU Health at the time and say, hey, that's our guy, I want him? How'd that happen?
So medicine is a close-knit community. Everybody will have their own contacts, and as you go through your medical school and training, you network, and then somebody who knows you hears about you and tells somebody, and then you try out, you come interview, and then you like the place and the people, and you make a choice to try on a new job, and that's it. It's life happened, and it took off, and I'm glad I'm here.
Go over what it is that you have been board certified and what led you to those fields of study and those specialties.
I think every field today is becoming so hyper, super subspecialized that patients several times are ending up having a situation where they have to go from a doctor to another doctor to another doctor. Somebody to treat their diabetes, somebody to treat their hypertension, somebody to treat their heart disease. And, you know, in cardiology too, the field has exploded so much that there are so many areas that are so hyper-specialized for advanced care that when a patient comes to see you and you identify a problem, then you're very often faced with a situation that you are having to refer the patient to another colleague or someone else who has more advanced expertise in that particular area. What I felt was this would lead to fracture of care and a break in continuity of care for a patient. So that kind of drove me to continue my efforts to keep myself abreast with everything that I possibly can at my disposal when I have time. And that motivated me to continue my board certifications, not just in general cardiology, cardiovascular disease, but continued it in interventional cardiology and also in cardiac imaging with advanced comprehensive echocardiography, nuclear cardiology, and cardiac CT, along with vascular ultrasound. So these kind of certifications and experience and expertise will help me make complex decisions across the board for a patient with a wide variety of cardiovascular healthcare problems so that they don't have to go running around town or anywhere to find a solution that I may not offer. And there are times when, indeed, there will be situations where we will need advanced and even more interventions needed. But this knowledge and skill set will allow me to identify those patients and refer them in the right direction to get the best possible care that's there in the country and the world.
What a great concept to not be chasing around from doctor to doctor to doctor, because we can go from one person who is skilled in all those skill sets, and I don't have to chase around to a lot of different. That's got to be just tremendously rewarding to your patients.
I think it is, not just for the patients, but also extremely gratifying for me as a physician to take one person that I met when they're acutely ill, critically ill, fighting for their life with a life-threatening heart condition, and building a relationship with them by pulling them through that adverse situation and treating them and seeing them again in the clinics and then putting them on therapies that will make their hearts heal, recover, and improve, and impress upon them to change their lifestyle and take the right medicines and follow up to become better and live long, fulfilling lives. And I think that's the biggest value to it. And when you are that pinpoint of contact person for that patient and their family, I think words can't put value on that. I think it's just something that really is very important for me. And I think a lot of patients see that. And it's very nice to see that experience.
Oh, I can see where I would be. Before your patient gets to the interventional position, you also were very keen on preventative heart maintenance and
yes.
educating the public about how they can keep the old ticker ticking without ever getting to you at that level of intervention.
A lot of the times when I meet them, like I said, I unfortunately meet people when they are at their most vulnerable health situation, when they are scared, afraid, not sure what's happening, and a lot of emotions running through. And once we get over that hump, you know, it's very important that I impress upon them the things that they can do which are in their reach to not ever let this happen again to them and their family members. And that's where patient education and information and counseling comes in. And I think we don't stress so much on this. I'm not saying this in any particular area, but in general, I think our practice has become so busy and everybody is so caught up with so many things that I think this is an area that I want to improve even myself, that make sure that I remind myself that I need to spend time and make an effort to understand patients' concerns and their lack of awareness about some things and then make them make the right decisions and informed decisions which are best for them. And so that's something that I constantly have to remind myself that, you know, this is something that's so important that will make the most meaningful difference in anybody's life is not the medicine that we put them on, but equally important part of it is how they receive their diagnosis and what they do with their lifestyle choices to make better outcomes.
And getting it from someone who has that much extra expertise and the board certifications, the medical information is wide open to everyone who has a computer. Now, unfortunately, that medical information can be true, it can be wildly inaccurate, and it's so voluminous that no one has a chance to filter through all of it. Knowledge is power, and that goes for the patient too. Comment on that, how you try to weed through the chaff and get to the real stuff that really comes from you, doctor.
You are so spot on that, you know, we are in an information explosion age in every field. Nothing more important and more scarier than healthcare and sciences. Because for us to traverse this information and figure out which is true, which is not, which is based on fact and reality and which is not, is extremely challenging and even difficult even for the most trained people who have devoted their lives in a particular field. So you can only imagine what a non-medical person would go through if they have to pick between a therapy A versus a therapy B. Dr. Google, while making information very accessible to all of us, has also created a situation where we just don't know which is the right information that fits us and is right for us. So I think this is where a good, knowledgeable healthcare provider who can help you navigate this information explosion becomes very, very important. And this is this shared information decision-making thing that I was just talking about, that we have to make time to keep first informed ourselves, because what was a guideline yesterday may not be a guideline and standard of care or the best practice tomorrow.
Don't we know it?
So everybody, as physicians, I think we have to make time to keep ourselves educated and informed about the latest and the best care options that are available out there based on evidence, and then bring it to clinical practice at the bedside. So the responsibility is on us as physicians to do that for our sake and for our patients. And then we have to take that a step forward by educating people and other providers who may not know about it and bringing everybody onto the same page. You know, if I had to do this all over again, I would do it exactly the same way. I've had some wonderful experiences. Every patient encounter you learn something from, every experience in any job is always something that you build on and carry on so that you do something better. So I've cherished my time at the med school and everything that I've done so far. And now I'm looking to build it to the next level with this group. And I'm so happy and pleased that I've joined a wonderful bunch of physicians who have the same and similar philosophy that they bring to the bedside and how they care and take care of their patients. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for me to be able to do what I feel is the best for my patients with their help.
To learn more about ACS and to schedule a consultation, visit acsdoctors.com or call 318-798-9400.